This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
5 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. Hi there. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good Morning NoCo is brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. When it comes to your heater or your air conditioner, I was trying to say heater and furnace, and I'm like, why would you have both of those things? But whatever you've got,
just
talk to Dusty and his crew. I can't recommend anybody better. They did such a fantastic job for me. Customer service second to none. So check out Air Solutions. So happy to have so many wonderful people who make this show possible. And over the last month or so, we've been visiting with some great folks from Pathways Hospice Care. And we are happy to have with us this morning Deb Heyman from Pathways Hospice Care. And Deb, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
We are absolutely fabulous. Did we get you? Are you an early riser, Deb?
Depends.
So this 9:05 time slot works out just fine then, because 9:05 is good for the people who like to sleep in and the early risers.
Yeah, plus those who have to go to work.
That's right.
Exactly. But Pathways Hospice, such a fantastic organization. We're so happy to have you guys a part of the family here at KFKA. But, you know, with Pathways, we've talked to several people involved, but we know when it comes to this, volunteers really are what makes this thing go. And can you talk to us a bit about the volunteer program, your need for volunteers, what volunteers do for you, and, you know, just how important that aspect is to the care you're able to give there at Pathways?
I certainly can. And they truly are the heart and soul of what we do and what we offer back to our patients and our families. We have approximately 130 volunteers that support our agency, which is amazing. But our reach is very large. It's Northern Colorado, Eastern Weld County. So we do need lots of folks. Potential volunteers come to us to support our patients and families, caregiver relief, companionship, and things like that. But we also need very specific jobs or roles. We have families that need notary services done. We need massage therapists, pet therapists. We even have people that come in and bake cookies for our families at our new inpatient care center next door. So there is a lot of things to do. We have our core competencies, as you guys know, it's palliative hospice, palliative care, and grief and loss. So there's lots of things that folks can do to support us. Last year, you know, we are charged by Medicare to offer 5% of our direct patient care by volunteers. So that's kind of a big ask, but our dedicated group of volunteers go above and beyond this. We're looking at 22%, guys. So
wow.
That says a lot for our volunteers. You know, and it also gets back, it says a lot for our staff, too, that they just envelop these folks, make them part of the team, and really work together to offer all of these services to support our community. It's actually my privilege to get to work with these folks.
Well, Deb, one of the things that I've been blown away by Pathways is you know, you guys talk about it. It does take a community during these times. And, you know, as a volunteer coordinator for Pathways, you've got to see that. And that's got to be really, you know, not to make it all about you, Deb, but that's got to be really cool for you in that position to see everybody step up and support each other in this community in Northern Colorado.
It is, and they come from all walks of life. I just love even hearing their stories. We've got people that homesteaded here, they're third generations. We've got people that are new to the community and want to get involved. It's neat to see that, you know, people look at us and as leaders in hospice care, and we're able to reciprocate and bring them in and just offer them this opportunity as well.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if there's people who are looking, you know, man, this sounds like something I would love to get involved in. But, you know, do I really have any skills that would be useful? Just hearing your description, Deb, it sounds like everybody has something to offer to help in this case.
Oh, my gosh. If they have a heart, they've got something to offer. Yeah. You know, and if folks, we have an application process, and I wish it was called something else, but if they walk in the door, they're kind of hired. They really are. If they want to come in that bad, we certainly accept them with open arms. And we do trainings 3 times a year. It's pretty intense trainings. It's 2 full days of orienting with our staff and really learning about how we do business as an agency. So it's pretty neat. So the time they're done, they're invested and off they go.
No, it's cool. And like you just said, when anyone shows up with the heart and the passion to give back and dedicate their time, you're not going to turn them away. You're going to teach them how to optimize on that passion that they feel with those training areas.
Yep, you said it well. Do you want to be a volunteer?
Wow, that's amazing, because Tanner has not said anything well this morning yet.
Oh,
so
Deb,
Deb, he needed you right now.
My partner, I don't know if I can keep putting up with him here, all right? So, Deb, let's talk. Let's see what we can get done here. But, no, it's so cool, because it's like hospice care is not an easy topic to broach with a lot of people. It's not something that a lot of people want to talk about or really dive into until it's absolutely time. But those conversations and learning about your options before you have to make a decision right off the bat is just so vitally important.
It is. It is. And, you know, one of the things that we hear most is from the families is, we wish we would have come to you guys sooner. We didn't realize the depth and breadth of care that would have been offered. It would have just made things so much easier. And our staff provides a lot of education, so to kind of help them navigate everything that's going on and help them with these transitions. I think that, but our utilization is pretty good in Northern Colorado. It doesn't only mean us, there are other options out there for sure, but we're getting much, much better at utilizing these services at end of life. And if anybody ever just wants to talk about it, we have people that come by and interview us all the time. And we just come do the happy dance. This is great that they want to engage and see kind of what we do and what's going on. But with that being said, our website has some great, great information for anybody who's interested in just kind of learning a little bit about what we do. And again, we're happy to talk to anybody.
No, and it's so important that, you know, we want our loved ones to have that quality of life. Even when we know that it's getting towards the end of it, that doesn't mean that it has to be all doom and gloom every day. Reality is there, but that doesn't mean that's how you have to face each day. And I've witnessed firsthand seeing, you know, the quality of care, the quality of life, and also just helping get that mental lift, you know, is the greatest thing. Because people think about, you know, as I mentioned, you know, what do I have to offer? But I guarantee you there are so many people now, and even, you know, retired people who are sitting there who maybe had great skills with woodworking, you know, who were really handy. You know, those skills, you still have them. They are so needed. If you're somebody who is good with money and could help budget, you know, if you're somebody who's, you know, a young person, you know, who has some energy, likes to mow lawns, do things like that, or if you're just a good listener, you know, it sounds like all those things are what you're looking for, Deb.
They really are. And you hit on something that is really key, is listening. You know, we show up, but really we get to listen and hear their stories. And there's a lot of times that that's important, because they were a stranger. And as you guys know, or as I know, it's sometimes easier to talk to a stranger, and you can get some things off your chest and you can talk through some things. And we also have chaplains that are amazing listeners as well. So being that outside person coming in really has an added benefit to the patients and the families.
Well, let's put these wheels in motion here, Deb. Say we have somebody who's listening right now, wants to get involved, has questions about helping, about volunteering. Where do we direct them? How does the process go from here, Deb?
The easy thing to remember is just our main number, or pathways, if you want to look that up. Pathways, there's lots of pathways, but hit the pathways, Northern Colorado.
Yeah, pathways-care.org. Sorry, but Deb, didn't mean to cut you off there, but pathways-care.org.
Yeah, that's it. And our main number for the whole area is 970-663-3500. And I'm the only volunteer coordinator. They can just ask for Deb, and they'll transfer you right up.
Well, Deb, thank you so much for what you do. We are so grateful to have Pathways and all the great individuals at Pathways as a part of our family here at KFK, as Brian said earlier. But thanks for the work that you do and for all the volunteers out there who have the heart for this, for taking care of our loved ones, at a very difficult time of life. So thank you for what you do, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate what you do as well. I appreciate it.
Take care, Deb.
There's Deb Heyman, the volunteer coordinator for Pathways, pathways-care.org, 970-663-3500. That's 970-663-3500 for Pathways. 9:16 the time. It's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Good morning, NOCO.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are we still winning the arguments?
Happy Life Gardens poll question today has gotten great response. It's, are NASCAR drivers, bowlers, and golfers athletes? All right. Now, we had come out and said, no.
Nope.
You don't. Yes, there are athletes who do those things, but do you need to be one to do it?
No.
Jennifer says, yes, bowlers and golfers are for sure. Tammy says, NASCAR drivers, no, but bowlers and golfers, meh, maybe. Rick, now, I understand your points here. All three, yes. To excel at all three, you have to be a great athlete. If you think not, try to bowl a 300. Okay, every time I've bowled, I've tried, and the little old lady next to me, who ain't no athlete, has nailed it. All right?
Right.
So that kind of shoots that. Golf under par, yes, I've tried it. But again, I've seen John Daly do it.
I've seen people at the Eaton Country Club do it.
That aren't athletes. Drive a car 180 miles an hour, 6 inches from the next car. What do you think we did back in North Dakota on the dirt roads?
What is the fastest you've ever gone in a vehicle?
I don't know, because the speedometer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was wrong. It was dumb, and I would never do that kind of thing again.
I hit 137 one time.
Did you really? Yeah, stupid, stupid.
Very stupid.
All three take hours of practice and commitment. And that is true, but practice and commitment come with many things that have nothing to do with athletics.
Right.
All great points, and I understand all of those. And yes, being athletic can make you better at all those things. And am I saying that I wouldn't be drained after a NASCAR race? Of course. And would I go, I need to get in shape? Yeah, but I did win.
Yeah.
I do that
when I walk down walk up a long flight of stairs, man, and I'm still out there competing at golf. So
that's.
But as Michael Malone said, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's right.
Brian, guess how many days away we are from the Greeley Stampede?
I'm going to say that we are probably, I'm going to say 30.
29 days away.
I was so close.
From the Greeley Stampede. Rodeo Radio, presented by Mosquito Joe of Greeley, is back as our headline sponsor for Rodeo Radio.
Fantastic. Thank you to them for being on board. And
you're going to need them this summer, too, with the moisture that we've been getting.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
out there, get rid of those mosquitoes, man.
Yeah, it's going to be an ugly year for them.
It is.
You're going to need them.
This is my favorite time of the year for lots of reasons, all right? There's lots of reasons why I love summer. But it's also one of the reasons I love here at KFK is because I've got tickets. You hear that?
Those are tickets. Those were tickets he was hitting.
Those are tickets. Those are tickets again. Let's just play a new set. New guessing game.
No.
Forehead
what is
or tickets?
No. Just what is Tanner hitting his head with? Try my cup.
Yeah.
No one will guess it. Try it.
I've got four tickets for the PRCA Pro Rodeo on Wednesday, June 28th. So Wednesday, June 28th, it's the First Responders Appreciation Night.
Awesome.
This night is so special Brian, you and I were crying like little babies.
Plan on it again this year. This 100% one gets
will.
Me.
Yeah, it does. Seeing them, you know, the Greeley Police Department, the Weld County Sheriff, the Fire Department, they all come out and they bring their vehicles around there and they tell stories of some first responders who went out to things. It's an incredible evening, and the rodeo is awesome.
Always.
Get out there and watch. Right now, let's go. We're 29 days away, and 9 minus 10, what number? I don't know. I'm just trying to find something cool to do with the number. What
yeah,
number
I thought you were. There, let's just go with 4.
Caller number 4.
Because how many tickets do you have?
I got 4. There's the tie-in.
Yeah.
Caller number 4 right now, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Caller number 4 right now, 4 tickets to the PRCA Pro Rodeo, June 28th. It's going to be here before you know it, and so we can hook you up thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They are our ticket sponsor giveaway for the Greeley Stampede. Caller number 4 right now, 970-353-1310. These are box-level seats as well for the Greeley Stampede. 970-353-1310. Caller number 4. The phone line's rolling right now. Let's see. You got local odds. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310. As Angel, keep those calls coming in. Angel's working back there. Let's get to Eastside Chris's text. Guys, commuting on I-25 equals NASCAR. Definitely no athletes, just idiots. This is like the second or third time I said this. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we rest our case.
Yes, that's a great take, though. That really is, because that is what it's gotten like out there.
Yeah.
On those roads, it really is.
I-25 is just ridiculous. I try and avoid that road at all costs. Like, I'll take a longer route to get to wherever I'm going if I can stay off of I-25.
You ever get that feeling when you funnel onto 80?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you feel like you've just hit Talladega?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
driving down to the Rockies game last week, man, it was just, I-25 is just ridiculous. 76 to I-25, it's just crazy, the amount of volume out there. But no, you're not an athlete just for driving a car that fast. I get it's grueling. I get it's all that. You're not an athlete. None of those are athletes. They're just not. And these are my favorite types of arguments, because we can argue till we're blue in the face, and no one's going to get their feelings hurt unless you're a golfer or a bowler. But at that point, I don't care. You're not an athlete.
Well, we both bowl and golf.
Right?
So there you go.
Right. Got a big match on Thursday, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Are you getting in shape for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am dieting this week. That's the first carb that I had for breakfast this morning.
Really?
That's the first one. Who's the winner, Angel?
Jason is our winner today.
Jason,
congratulations
to
That's
Jason.
Awesome.
Big thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling. I thought you were going to start clapping.
I was. There you go. I left you alone. There we go. Thank you, seriously, to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They're fantastic and been great supporters as well.
Jerry's fantastic, and Jerry will jump on the rodeo broadcast. I'll bring 3 headsets this time so one of us don't have to step off. But
yeah, no, it's always nice when you invite people on to bump me out. That's really cool. I can't wait to invite my friends to go in and bump you to this year.
He was a bullfighter for a long time.
Yeah, big freaking deal. Wasn't a broadcaster, was he?
No, he wasn't.
All right, sorry, buddy.
I do want to say, too.
No, I'm not still bitter.
No, not at all. No. Sorry I brought that up. I do want to say, too, as you win tickets from our show, from Coach Speak, from the whole show, wherever you win tickets, you have until June 9th to come and pick these up from our current location. You have until June 9th. We are moving. So you have until June 9th to come to 820 11th Avenue, is the station address. You have until June 9th to come here. After June 9th, you're going to have to come to a different location that I will give you the address for once I have it memorized.
And once we're in it.
Yes, and once we're there. But you have until June 9th to come pick these up. At 928, it's Good Morning NoCo. Thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling for the ticket giveaways. Congratulations to Jason. We're going to be doing this for the next 29 days. Let's get a break. Well, we were just talking about how dangerous the roads are here in northern Colorado. There's a lot of incompetent drivers out there that make bad decisions that hurt or injure or, God forsake, kill a loved one of yours. If you're in this boat right now. Cain Dool and McQuinn Young are the trial lawyers who embody the will to win. They pride themselves on getting the best possible results for their clients. Their firm is known for taking the fight to insurance companies, corporations, and dangerous drivers across Northern Colorado and the state of Colorado. Online at trialproven.com. Again, trialproven.com, or call for a free consult at 303-246-1111. That's 303-246-1111. 931. We've got back page news. I am curious about the woman in a pink dress stealing a John Deere. I cannot wait to hear about this, Brian. I'm excited about it. Look at the memory on this guy from 6:05 this morning when we teased that.
Yeah, that's not bad,
let's get to it on the other side. First, bottom of the hour, news and weather center.
Twenty-four minutes now in front of 10 o'clock. How you doing this morning? Hope you're having a great Wednesday as we are working our way through this week. Again, chance of showers developing this afternoon. Anytime afternoon, really, the winds could start whipping up. Expecting to have gusts right around 30 miles an hour. So going to be a little bit tough on the hair out there today. You might need to use some extra Aquanet if you want to hold it in place through what could be coming our way. But we've gone through a lot of great things today. A lot of big stories, and we're having a lot of fun with our Happy Life Gardens poll question, which we'll get back to in just a minute. But first, I want to take a flip back into the paper and take a look at some back page news.
News team, assemble!
The headline reads, cow washed away in floods, hoofs it, and ends up at KFC. Funeral home discovered woman presumed dead is still alive. The Animal Welfare Board of India says that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. 700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high, were stuffed in the home's chimney. By the way, does that cow hugging thing work, Tanner?
100%.
Does it really?
Yeah.
About cow wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the worst end of that the other day.
All of last week, we maybe got a little bit of improvement on one of the baby calves. Maybe it wants to take a bottle from me now. It didn't run as fast away from me this time, so it was able to get a quarter of a bottle in it last night.
I'm glad you're making progress with that. Just keep wrestling them, Tanner.
Slowly,
keep
sure.
Wrestling them.
I may just be taking them to LEI, Livestock Exchange. I'm about done with it all, Brian.
That used to be my mother's threat all the time. Look, you boys behave, or I'm just taking you to LEI. All right, let's see what we can get guys.
Yeah.
Now, we've got two brothers in the arena. Here's Brian and Mike. What can we get
for these two? This would be the, I think we're kind of in the same boat here. There'd be somebody out there, like, can we split them?
Yeah,
I just want
the
one.
The
can we split the pair? I just want the one there. Other one's a little bit of a dink.
That's so true. All right, this comes from the Miami Herald today for back page news. Headline reads, woman in pink dress steals $120,000 tractor, Florida cops say. And then it got weird.
That's the normal part of this story, huh?
Yeah, that apparently is the normal part. A woman wearing a pink dress carried out a series of some weird thefts in Florida. She rode off on a $120,000 John Deere tractor. Now, 46-year-old woman, why she wanted the tractor, nobody really knows. But detectives said it wasn't the only strange thing taken during this spree. She had jumped in and stolen this tractor from somebody's place. Also took some bed sheets, blue jeans, toiletries, camouflage wading boots, several packages of frozen venison, and a bottle of wine. That sounds like a night.
It does. It sounds like she was trying to record a country music video, is what it looked like.
You got everything you need. You got the jeans.
Oh, yeah. You got the waders on now. You're sitting on a tractor.
Some axe spray.
Yeah, you just got to sing about how your guy broke your heart, and you got a country hit.
That's got a heart like a truck. She is facing 3 misdemeanors and 30
misdemeanors?
35 felonies as well. All right. Yeah, the misdemeanors. It's the felonies that are going to be there. They also found a 5-inch blade along with other people's credit cards, Social Security cards, a driver's license, and a dental plan card.
Nice. And that was still like the fourth least craziest story that happened in Florida on that day.
Yeah, that's exactly true. All right, looking at some more back page news. This was kind of cool. A mother, father, and a daughter graduated at the same time at Texas Lutheran University this last Sunday. The mom and dad had decided to go back to school, and the kid was already in school, and they graduated at the same time. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. For sure. I know
mother, father, and daughters. Daughter's like, oh, I can't wait to get to college and get away from mom and dad. You're coming too?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was just going to say, I know they have their crids early down there, but I didn't know they were that early.
Well, we know who bought the booze for the parties. Yeah, we do.
Nice. Okay, so you were at college for a brief stint at college.
Angel
graduated from college too.
Two. Well, oh, you're including yourself. Including, I was going to say I didn't graduate. Right. I was so smart. I finished North Dakota State University in 3.5 months.
We're sitting in the same studio. Does it really matter?
No,
at the end
it doesn't.
Of the day? But so first weekend, I'm at college. I'm over at CSU. First or second. And this is for any people in the law world, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, most of the stuff I say is too.
Yeah. I was drinking a Keystone. Keystone Light, you're talking about the parents buying the booze there.
Yeah.
Sitting there on a Friday evening, and my dad calls and just checking in to see how things are going, you know, after moving out and set up over there. I'm like, not too bad. I said, classes are fine, sitting here drinking a Keystone. And this, I'm paraphrasing, of course, because I can't say exactly what my father said. But he said, are you blanking kidding me? Tanner, do you need some beer? Do you need me to? Are things that bad that you're drinking Keystone on the first weekend? And I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, Dad, you just want to come to college with me? We would have been kicked out quicker than I was.
I can think of nothing that would get you in more trouble quicker than if you and your dad were together. Just mix in your brother, and then you've got.
Wait, you sprinkling some of us here at KFK? Oh. That would be trouble.
Sounds like
my bachelor party.
Yeah, that sounds like that could be dangerous.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Moving on to Backpage News, which I have a feeling after Tanner's bachelor party, several things that happened that night will make it to Backpage News. Talk about Taylor Swift is so huge.
Right.
I mean, she is her popularity and this tour and the way she's entrenched herself into some people's lives is incredible.
It's almost scary.
It is.
Could Taylor Swift run for president and win right now?
Yeah, she would garner enough votes. She would bring out people who normally wouldn't vote.
Right. But how much of her following is of legal age to vote? That'd be something, too.
It's a good question. She would definitely make a difference.
She would. She would swing this thing one way or the other.
That's where her popularity is, and it's so much so that a Taylor Swift fan used an e-commerce site to advertise a pair of contact lenses that she wore while viewing Taylor Swift's sold-out Eras tour. The contacts are, quote, in excellent condition and yours for only $10,000.
Okay.
For 10 grand, you can buy the contacts that somebody wore to watch Taylor Swift.
So here's fundamentally on this program, you think what I talk about shows the bad parts of humanity? What you talk about makes me want to just give up hope with all of humanity. With this.
So between
we've
the
got
two
that
of us.
In common. Yeah. So we're screwed as a society. There's no way she's getting this, right? Tell me she has no bids on this.
Somebody's paid $1 million for a Pokemon card.
Supply and demand.
It's all in the marketing.
There's no
it's
way.
It's all in the marketing.
But nobody outside of the Swiftie fan base is going to pay for these. It's going to be some even crazier Taylor Swift fan that'll pay for these and probably frame them in a shrine or something.
Let's see here.
Oh, you're looking at a follow-up on this?
Well, I've got a follow-up on it because I didn't think this would ever come up. But did you see on top of this that I thought what I had seen was the craziest thing that was going to come out of this whole Taylor Swift thing? One of her events, one of her concerts, it started raining. Somebody pulled a jar out.
Oh, some Taylor Swift rain.
Yep. Selling that too. And it's not for $10,000 a pop, but it's close.
Look, they made something. I think I've mentioned this before. They made a perfume for a while called Star Scents. which they took the sweat of actual celebrities. Like there was a Sammy Kershaw one where you could get the sweat of him mixed in with cologne and you could wear it.
So the sale listing of the it's just people are just weird, man. The sale listing of these contacts was eventually taken down, and the user clarified on their profile page that it was intended as a joke. So that restores a little bit of faith in humanity that
yeah,
I have.
But how many bids were there before she said it was a joke?
I don't know. That's the fans of Paramore were also spotted selling confetti on the platforms on eBay. Which feature the words, "This is why," the title of the band's newest record and opening track. Would you like some confetti?
I actually still have a few pieces of confetti from the Kiss reunion concert when they got back together in full makeup.
Right next to my jar of
peat and volcanic ash from Mount St. Helens.
That is a running joke within our family now, just so you know.
Really?
Yes.
I've created something that lives in your home?
I'm just glad the jar doesn't.
I'll bring it over if I'm ever invited again.
Well, you'll be invited. Leave the jar at home, right?
All right, continuing with Backpage news. Apparently, there's been a boom in smile training seminars across Japan. They are acclimating to the end of the country's strict masking rules. And they're trying to remind people how important smiles can be. So they're having smile training seminars to teach you how to get your smile back.
I don't know.
You got nothing.
I got nothing on that.
I'm trying to make fun of smiles, Dan.
Smiles
are a wonderful thing.
They are scientifically proven to boost the human condition.
They are. They get your endorphins
based on what
going.
Science?
Go look at a baby and smile. And tell me you're not going to get a dose of dopamine.
I don't know if babies and I don't get along very well.
But babies actually, they connect with humans through smiles.
It's so funny you mention that, Angel, because I actually have written down in my notes, Vanellope sit on floor. Because
is that a command, a question?
No, I'm working on it. But my granddaughter Vanellope came over. Shut up. My granddaughter Vanellope came over. You know, screw it.
No, please tell us.
It's lost the whole damn vibe. Everything's gone. The flow of it, you guys don't get it. It's
did she drive
here.
Over? She going to ride? Over.
No, she rode her motorcycle over.
No.
She had a great day.
Tell your story.
No, if it flows in another time, I will.
The smile of
Virginia Tech University.
Look what you did to him, Angel.
Found that certain flowery, fruity soaps make humans more attractive to mosquitoes. You talked about Mosquito Joe.
Yeah.
You know, and our radio rodeo or whatever we call that thing.
Radio.
Yes, that's it. But the fruity, flowery soaps make humans more attractive to mosquitoes. So if you're out there and wondering, why do they love me so much? It's because you smell too damn good.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's just say, like for instance, if Vanellope's sitting on the floor. And then you smiled at her. Did she smile very big? And then like you're
You're trying really good, aren't you, to bring it on back?
We know you want to tell a story, Brian.
I'll get to it. Hey,
I didn't think I'm actually a little surprised at the sweet smell.
Was this not my segment?
I was just trying to add in.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm surprised that the sweet smell of the perfume attracts mosquitoes more because it's normally
more
when
like
I'm
nectar.
When I'm like sweaty or what? That's when I see that I get. But I'm one of those people that like there could be one mosquito flying around in 10,000 people. That little thing's gonna land on me and bite me. But so I'm like I am one of those people that mosquitoes bugs just love to bite me. So I'm a little surprised, but the sweet smell brought them.
I'm actually anti-mosquito. There's something about me that repels them. They don't come to me. I don't know what it is, but it's good.
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's bourbon.
Nope, tried it.
Good point.
Tried it.
You're still getting bit, yeah, so it ain't
doesn't
that.
Matter what I'm drinking, man. I'm still getting bit. But that is, yeah. It's a lake, so we'll be having a campfire, and I'm the person that the smoke comes to. I'm the person that the bugs are biting.
I'm telling you, though, but young people with the axe and so forth, when I would go to schools and speak.
Dude, middle schoolers are horrible with
that's where I was going with it. It seems like that's when they notice that they they stink
yeah.
and try to do something about it. So they just try to put on a cover-up instead of actually getting in there and cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
They do a, you know, a Febreze it.
So we, you know, in middle school PE, we would go and change and come back out, you know, and then go back in there at the end of class. And, you know, like I said, this competitive bone in my body's been here forever, right? So if there was anything that was going on, I was going to try and win it. And I would just be sweating bad. And I was very, I mean, I was using deodorant way before, you know, I was on it. I always liked to keep my cleanliness. There were people who didn't. And then yes. I would start like a Axe fight where you'd be spraying them, whoever had the biggest jar of Axe, and that we got our butts chewed by the middle school teacher, the PE teacher, because it was wafting out and into the gym. But I'm like, I'm just trying to help this poor kid out. And, I mean, that smell is just horrible, man.
Did you ever like jam the nozzle stuck so it would just keep spraying and then you just toss it into the room?
No!
Yeah.
That's a weapon of mass destruction.
We went from like just spraying each other to slamming on the ground hard enough for the nozzle to get stuck, and it's just continuously spraying.
You're dropping an Axe bomb on people?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, actually.
That is a weapon.
And the
of
worst
mass.
One was the chocolate one.
That one
there
was.
A chocolate?
There was a chocolate
horrible.
Body
that
spray.
That was right when we were in middle school, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was bad. I always had the...
Because it was that commercial with the dude who was made of chocolate.
Right, yeah. That one was horrible. The blue one. Was it like black ice or something? I don't remember what it was.
I would have bought that.
Yeah, that's the one that I rocked as well. Texter here. We argue all day about an athlete or not, and we're good. It takes you two to interrupt and make a small comment to Brian with his story to make him snap with a laughing face.
Yes. Yes.
Stickman's got it figured out.
Yes.
So we got time for one more story, Brian. Was your granddaughter maybe sitting somewhere, chair possibly, maybe a floor?
No, now it's blown up to where it's supposed to be something where it really wasn't.
Well, just wrap up.
All right,
well,
just
story.
Shut the hell up again. God, you make this difficult. I'll do it when we come back. All right. Just, you guys have
Brian,
no
you forget
idea.
Who controls the brakes here.
You guys it's have him. No idea what flow is. All right.
Flo is a hairstyle.
And it's also an insurance lady.
Yeah. There it is. Who should have her own sitcom?
I would watch that.
I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Angel, you're out. No.
Flo is annoying.
Right.
That's what's kind of fun about it. Yeah.
You ever watched Everybody Loves Raymond, man?
She's funny for like that 30 seconds, and you're like, I don't need to see you ever again. I don't need 20 minutes of Flo making insurance jokes.
I think I'd like to see the pilot.
Yeah.
Just the pilot, not the full series.
All right,
just
when we come
one show.
Back on the other side, that's some former version of Backpage News. I'm never drinking espresso again. And when we come back on this side, we're going to hear about Brian's granddaughter sitting on the floor. 9:52 is Good Morning Now.
You just heard it.
I love you too.
Yeah, just want that right to be back said. At you, buddy.
I just want that to be said.
We really know sign language, and there's a few things I learned, and that was I love you.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It was.
Your granddaughter is beautiful. I just saw a picture of her pop up on your phone.
Yeah,
she is beautiful.
She is adorable.
That smile, if that doesn't make you smile, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I should have put that in the back page news. It's very true.
All right, we've been bickering today, but let's come together.
To
give
over me
away some Blues Jam tickets. What do you think?
The blues brings everyone together.
I am starting to dig.
Greeley is known for this, and that's what's so cool, is Greeley was always had the Greeley Stampede to put us on the map.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really did. And we were known for that, but this is so much more. And this is such a hotbed for musical artists.
Right.
Northern Colorado is hopping. Colorado itself is hopping. There are so many great bands and so many great artists that play around here. But the Blues Jam has, you know, something when it first happened, I thought, interesting. I wonder if that'll catch on. Well, it sure as hell has.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, this has been a huge event, and they get the best of the best at the event.
They do. Saturday, June 3rd, the Greeley Blues Jam coming to Greeley at Island Grove. We've got two tickets. Right now, we're up against it, so let's just do the first one to get to the phone right now. Two tickets.
Wow.
We just need your email and your name to put down. Caller number one right now, 970-353-1310.
For Blues Jam?
For Greeley Blues Jam. Number one right now. It's a $100 value right now.
Tickets,
two tickets.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
It's an all-day festivity there. Caller number one right now, since we're up against it, 970-353-1310. Greeley Blues Jam. Two tickets headed there for Saturday, June 3rd, Greeley Blues Jam. And they are, I had somebody reach out, can you transfer tickets if you want to? Absolutely. So if you can't get there and you've got a friend that really wants to go,
oh, I see.
You can win them right now and give them to somebody, gift them to somebody as well. 970-353-1310.
Yeah, if you have somebody on your list, like it's their birthday today or, you know, really close and you haven't gotten them anything, being the first caller right now, you can claim you bought them.
100%.
You know, we won't rat you out for anything.
Not at all. 970-353-1310. All right, fellas, we got to a lot today. Have we settled? Are we still where we were in the 6 o'clock hour with bowlers, golfers, and NASCAR drivers? They're not athletes?
Yeah, for the most part, but I definitely feel a strong argument for the golfers.
If I'm going to give in on one, that would be one.
Angel's point of walking the course brings in a big difference because it is a long way. It's a lot of walking to play 18 holes.
But you're not carrying
and do that clubs. 4 days in a row.
You're not carrying
and do that. You know, either way, still throw me out there and tell me for 4 days in a row I've got to walk the course. I'm going to have to get in better shape to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So in that case, I still stand by my answer, but I could be swayed into throwing golfers into the athlete mix.
Agree completely with you. I agree completely with you. If I'm going to give in on one, that would be the one that
I'm sorry, bowlers, but no.
No, and nobody tried to argue bowlers. So kudos to everybody out there who did not argue that.
Oh, no, I did get one.
Oh,
my friend Chris chimed in, who said that he bowled in a rec thing in the 80s and 90s, and he hurt his elbow. And that was certainly because
it's an old bowling injury.
Exactly.
Goodness. All right, we're back at it on a Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have Havloff and Andy from Bruno Lilly Legal. We'll have Miles Bloomhart in. Brady Hull, host of the whole show. Stickman ending it with a that a boy, Brian, talking about the golfers.
All right.
There. Well done. Coach speak coming up next. Nolan Hertzke, Severn Star baseball player, university athletic director. Ryan Wehrman also going to be on the program with Coach Bruce Dick. The whole show, 11 to 2 today as well. For Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, I am Tanner Schwint. We love you, Northern Colorado. We'll talk to you tomorrow.